You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome as time goes by.
Yeah, well, you know, he played it for her and played it for him, and he can play it for us. Dooley Wilson and As Time Goes By. And welcome to the last Beagley at Night before Christmas.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness.
From Mr. Bing Crosby, and we'll be hearing from Bing again in about 5 minutes' time in our Bing Sing section. So how have you been for the past week since I was with you? You've been doing all your Christmas shopping? I have done absolutely none. That's the way that I intend it to stay, quite frankly. And I'm going to be cooking lunch on Christmas Day. I'm going to be with you all on Boxing Day. Looking forward to that. All the three programs on Boxing Day as well. Live one in the morning and After Hours and this one, all on Boxing Evening. So it should be fun. So I figure I don't need to buy any Christmas presents whatsoever. Apart from thinking about Christmas shopping, it's been a quiet week, which is rather nice. Got my hair cut last Friday. went out to sort of like the next major town up from us. Should have taken no more than about 20 minutes. It took nearly an hour. The traffic was absolutely crazy. It was like Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock. All of the schools had turned out, so there were school buses all over the place. And then there was just a lot of traffic around, and I just couldn't get around it. I know the back streets around here pretty well now, and I'd go a little while on a road, and then it would get crazy, so I'd turn around and shoot through this mall and that mall and up this drive and come out the other side and then still be loaded traffic. Anyway, I managed to get there. It was only about 10 minutes late, but they had put the alarm bells out, which was rather unfortunate. Well, what can you do? But apart from that, quiet week.
Bonhomme, où t'en vas-tu, courant ainsi sur tes pieds nus? Je cours après le paradis, car c'est Noël à ce qu'on dit. Le Noël de la rue, c'est la neige et le vent. Et le vent de la rue fait pleurer les enfants. La lumière et la joie sont derrière les vitrines. Ni pour toi, ni pour moi, c'est pour notre voisine. Mon petit, amuse-toi bien en regardant, mais surtout ne touche à rien. De l'hiver, dans les yeux grands ouverts des enfants de la rue, collant aux vitres leur museau, tous les petits font le gros dos. Ils sont blottis comme des Jésus que Sainte Marie aurait perdu. Le Noël de la rue, c'est la neige et le vent. Ni le vent de la rue fait pleurer les enfants. Ils s'en vont reniflant, ils s'en vont les mains vides, nez en l'air et cherchant une étoile splendide. Mon petit, si tu la vois tout en marchant, tout en marchant, chauffe-y tes petits doigts, tout en marchant bien droit. Le Noël de la rue, c'est au ciel de leur vie, une étoile endormie qui n'est pas descendue.
Edith Piaf with Le Noël de la Rue, Christmas on the Streets, here on Angel Radio. Love a little bit of Edith Piaf, me. Just thought I'd mention it. Time now, of course, for singing from Mr. Bing. And this week, well, you know, he's done a few Christmas songs that are quite famous. And for once, I think we should hear them.
I love that Christmas feeling. It does my heart so much good. Strangers I meet all seem like friends, and the world's just a neighborhood. So here's to the joy of Christmas. Here's to the ones I hold dear. May you have that merry Christmas feeling all through a happy new year. So here's to the joy of Christmas. Here's to the ones I hold dear. May you have that merry Christmas feeling all through a happy new
I'm dreaming of a white
And may all your Christmases be white.
Well, there you go. Just two from Bing this week in our Bing Crosby section. And we had that Christmas feeling. And then from 1947, White Christmas. And we'll be having, this time next week, I will be with you, and we'll be having sort of like a laid-back Christmas. I mean, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, all very exhausting. So I'm determined that we are going to have nothing but really soft laid-back sounds to take us through to the early morning. We'll probably do away with the usual running order of the program as well. Well, it is Christmas, right? I remember probably, what, amazing, 17, 18, we went out from work for a meal on Christmas Eve. Now, this was when trains still ran on Christmas Eve, you know, reasonably well into the evening. And we went to a restaurant, a carvery, actually, as it happened, in just off of St. James's Street. And we had a bit to drink, to be absolutely honest with you. And when we came out, we noticed that it was snowing, which very rarely did in London in those days, and probably is still the same now. So, of course, we sang White Christmas all the way from St. James's Street, which is basically from the Ritz Hotel, Piccadilly, all the way down to Victoria Station, with a special rendition of White Christmas outside Buckingham Palace. We didn't know whether the royal family were there or not. It turned out that they were at Sandringham, but they missed a really good performance, I can tell you that. But it was a really fun evening. I guess you can't do that now on Christmas Eve, go out after work and have a good old drink and chinwag. Probably all the buses need to be in their little beds by 11 in the morning now. I don't know. Anyway, going off to Holger's house now in Germany. Morning, Holger. He has sent us a very nice Christmassy selection this week. But he says, "Dear Roy," he said, "I'm absolutely well again. It's just very slightly ill, but he has recovered within 3 days. So well done. Perhaps it wasn't COVID after all, but he's recovered, and that's the main point." Today, he says, a German Christmas carol. It is called Es ist ein Rost entsprungen from the Tommenchor, and that in English is the St. Thomas Choir of Leipzig. It's a boys' choir in Leipzig, Germany, and it was founded in 1212, so about 6 or 7 minutes ago. And the choir comprises about 90 boys from 9 to 18 years of age. And back in 1723, the music director was none other than Johann Sebastian Bach, and he was music director. Director from 1723 until his death in 1750. I have a feeling this is going to be rather nice. I have not heard it yet. So here we go. The Tommenchor with Es ist ein Rost entsprungen.
Oh.
may possibly be the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. Wasn't that fantastic? Est ist ein Ross entsprungen, from the Tom and Core from 1967. That came from Holger's house this week. I love music like that. And that was just sung so beautifully. And Holger, thank you for that. That was a great Christmas present. Thank you so much indeed. Really did enjoy it. It just reminds me of really what Christmas is all about. I know we all love the Christmas songs that came about, you know, from Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney and, you know, later on in the 70s and all of that stuff, Slade and stuff, but sometimes it is just really good to get back to the whole meaning of Christmas and Christmas carols and choirs. Holger, thank you so much. Time for you to go off up to the land of Bedfordshire. Hopefully I'll have another song from Holger's house next week, but he may choose to take the week off because I'm not sure if they have Boxing Day in Germany or not, but certainly we have it here, and they definitely have Christmas Day, I know, so he may be far too busy attending with the grandkids. We'll see what happens. But Holger, to you and to Christine, Frohe Weihnachten.
From up in the sky, 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 down to the ground, 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 see the snow fly, 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 with never a sound, 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 where children play, 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 play in the snow. Look out the window and see, it's as pretty can be.
Snowflakes will come, 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 then we'll have fun, fun, fun. Oh, how we'll sing, 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 our voices will ring, ring, ring.
Out in the snow, 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 a sledding will go, go, go. Winter is here, bringing laughter and cheer that will last all the year.
Will come, 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 then we'll have fun, fun, fun. Oh, how we'll sing, 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 our voices will ring, ring, ring. Out in the snow, 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 a sledding will go, go, go. Winter is here, bringing laughter and cheer that will last all the year. Winter is here, bringing laughter and cheer that will last all the year.
Actually, I think we have a couple of days to go before winter officially gets here. What is it? I think it's on the 21st. Around about 3:30 in the afternoon in the UK, about 10:30 in the morning here in the United Kingdom. Not that it makes any difference whatsoever. Well, I guess it does if you're spring and winter, but yeah, it's on Thursday, so a couple more days to go. But that was Snowflakes from the Fontaine Sisters. This is Matt Munro.
I saw you smiling, as if I could forget, and we were lovers the moment that we met, and we would wander, content to wander through the golden summer, with nothing to regret. And we were happy, that moment in our lives. And through my sadness, that happiness survives. And I'll remember as the years go by, till the day I die, that we were lovers. And I'll
Matt Munro and As We Were Lovers from 1967. I got the cat sitting at my feet. He wants to be stroked, but he's just like 3 or 4 inches out of reach. And when I lean over, I just can't quite get him. I don't know why cats do that. I don't know why I bothered to tell you that, but that's the way it goes, right? Matt Munro, as I said, and from 1967, And We Were Lovers. Time now for Beatles' Big Three. And this week, well, I thought it would be nice to have a little bit of brass, because we don't very often feature brass bands here on Beagle at Night, but I thought it would be nice to have that this week, and some traditional Christmas carols. Away in a Manger, Holy Infant, Infant Lowly, and the First Noel. And it all comes from the London Brass.
Thank you.
Beautiful stuff. London Brass there with Away in a Manger, Infant Lowly, and The First Noel. And we will be having more stuff like that, laid back and gorgeous, in next week's program. In fact, we're going to have 3 hours of it. We're going to start it off in After Hours and then continue it in Bigly at night. We'll have a little break for changing of sponsors at just before midnight, as it were. That's next week. But we're still very much into this week. And here in the United States, it's still December the 19th. And the UK, I know it's December the 20th. But I would like to send belated happy birthday greetings to my great-nephew, Thomas, who lives in Hextable. And Thomas, a very, very happy birthday to you. And I met him, not for the first time, but certainly since he's been speaking, back in October. And he's now, what, 12 or 13? So it's been a long time since I've seen him. And it was beautiful to actually talk to him for the first time. A wonderful moment in my life. And I got to meet my great niece as well, Emily, which was really very, very nice. And it was unfortunately, it was a far too short breakfast. I had to literally have breakfast and head off out to the airport, which was such a shame. But we'll see each other in 2024. Anyway, Thomas, very happy birthday to you. The reason that I mentioned it is that when I saw him, got him a little bit confused, I think, because his birthday is December the 19th. But I well remember that Thomas's father called us at home to tell us that my niece had her baby, and it was still December the 18th. He called about 9 o'clock on a Sunday evening, and it was still December the 18th for us. So it's sort of a little bit like the king. Gets two birthdays a year. Well, at least from us he does.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Season's greetings, Angel Radio.
Now, over the last couple of weeks, we've been reflecting on things that went on in the past with Edward R. Murrow, in the time of year and the season and all. And this week we carry on with Edward Murrow's thoughts on not one, not two, but five presidents of the United States, from the late teens through to the mid-30s, I think. Here they are, sort of introducing themselves, sort of.
I, Woodrow Wilson.
I, Warren Harding.
I, Calvin Coolidge.
I, Herbert Clark Hoover.
I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully...
Five men sat in the White House between 1919 and 1933. Two were great, two were average, and one was a bad president. And the greatest of these was the most hated. The fact that he was also, for a time, the most beloved man on earth made the tragedy of Thomas Woodrow Wilson even greater.
The world must be made safe for democracy.
When Wilson went to Europe the first time, the world's heartbeat was with him. In France, they lighted candles in his honor. He was cheered as no conqueror ever was. In Rome, his picture hung in almost every home. His was a glory far exceeding Caesar's. In England, his path from the Channel Coast to Charing Cross Station was strewn with flowers. This, indeed, was a man of peace. But less than a year later, the man of peace was a mere man of politics. He had made two trips to Europe and spent 6 months at that green baize table with Clemenceau, Orlando, and Lloyd George. He had laid his 14 points containing his league before them, and to keep his dream alive had been forced to compromise and conciliate, barter and bargain, to such an extent that the product he brought home for approval was already suffering from the anemia, which was the old world's chronic disease.
Gentlemen of the Senate, the Treaty of Peace with Germany was signed at Versailles on the 28th of June. I avail myself of the earliest possible opportunity to lay the treaty before you for ratification. My brothers, the stage is set. The destiny disclosed. We cannot turn back. America shall in truth show the way.
He had been back less than 30 days when he realized that he was losing his battle, that his moment was slipping away from him. Although a majority of the American voters and most newspapers favored the League, Senator Henry Cabot Lodge had marshaled sufficient forces of jingoism to kill it. So, for the first time in a non-election year, an American president boarded a train and took his fight to the people.
I have not come here to debate this treaty. It speaks for itself, if you will let it. I am going to expound it, to urge you here in Columbus to assert the spirit of the American people in support of it. Do not let men pull it down.
And the opposition followed him across the country. Senator William Borah in Chicago.
It took George Washington 7 years to gain independence from George III. And now, my friends, they want to give it back to George V.
The president made as many as 5 and 6 speeches a day, but he was smiling less now.
I can predict with absolute certainty that within another generation, there will be another world war. If the nations of the world do not concert this method by which to prevent it.
The crowd roared, "Impeach Wilson," as Hiram Johnson shouted,
"He is asking us to hand American destiny over to the secret councils of Europe. It is the duty of the senators of this nation to keep America American."
Wilson was picking up momentum. He had whipped Johnson in his own California. In Salt Lake City, his ovation was thunderous. On September 25th, he made his 40th speech in 22 days. It was his best one, and it was his last.
Again and again, my fellow citizens, mothers who had lost their sons in France have come to me and taken my hand and said, "God bless you, Mr. President." I advised the Congress of the United States to create the situation that led to the death of their son. Why, my fellow citizens, should they pray God to bless me? Because they believe that their boys died for something that vastly transcends any of the immediate and palpable objects of the war. They believe.
The address had been given at the fairgrounds in Pueblo, but that night the president left without visiting the livestock exhibition. He boarded the train for Wichita, but the presidential limited never stopped in Kansas. With shades drawn, halting only to change engines, it hurtled on to Washington. There, a few days later, he suffered an apoplectic stroke. Now he was dying.
On March 19th, the Senate dealt the treaty and the League the final death blow. The vote was 15 short of the needed 2/3 majority, with many Wilson supporters voting against the watered-down version.
The nation was almost without a president now. The gates of the White House remained closed, the windows dark. The customary flow of visitors dwindled to an occasional pilgrimage by an old friend. His kingdom, his power, and his glory were gone. Perhaps William Allen White put it best.
With calumny rampant around him, he tasted the ingratitude of his republic, the statesman's ancient cup of hemlock. No wonder that on the high and empty altar, where the flame of his fame was quenched and the cold, charred ashes were strewn, he lay helpless while the high priests of the temple cut out his heart.
We've got a plan, a wonderful plan. Nobody knows
starlit sky in a silver Gemini jet. We'll go to the moon for Christmas, where everyone wants to be. We'll stake out our claim, we'll give it a name, we'll put up a Christmas tree. The man in the moon will be Santa Claus, the stars will be fairy lights, the earth like a Chinese lantern, shining brightly on Christmas night. We'll go to the moon for Christmas, the first to spend Christmas there. First on the moon for Christmas. Up there on the moon will be wonderful. We'll watch the old world roll by. We'll sing Christmas carols and rainbow bells up there in this earthlit sky.
Cole and the Platter Men, and Let's Go to the Moon for Christmas. And before that, Edward R. Murrow reflecting on five presidents. This morning's Tell Me a Story. I would go to the moon, but I've heard it's got no atmosphere.
We made a day beneath the moon where we'd always met. I never thought that you would be the one who'd forget.
Driver and the Moon Remembered, and that was from Let's Be Famous. And of course she was in Coronation Street, and I guess don't watch these things anymore. I used to watch Coronation Street, but with the COVID thing, a lot of the established actors, for want of a term, sort of were taken out of the program for good reasons, and they really never seemed to make a return, in my opinion. And the story just got really bogged down with all of the young people and some guy who was going around murdering half of Weatherfield, and in the end I stopped watching it because it just got so silly and so boring. And I haven't watched EastEnders for years, but I keep reading in the Daily Mail and the Daily Mirror that certain things are going to be happening to all of these characters on Christmas Day. In fact, in EastEnders, somebody dies, but I thought that was pretty much par for the course just about every Christmas. in Walford, as somebody does somewhere, but it may just be me. And the report in the newspaper, well, they weren't totally sure either, so I'm not exactly sure why it was even there in the first place. I guess they've got to fill these spaces on the web somehow, right? Anyway, we seem to have gone a long way from Betty Driver to Christmas and Coronation Street and EastEnders. Frankly, give me a good Billy Smart circus. And I used to love the pantomimes as well. They used to have, remember all of those back in the 60s? Terry Scott and Charlie Drake and all of those. I don't know, for some reason they were just a lot of fun.
Here we are then. Put the old flag in.
I hereby claim this territory on behalf of the entire human race and the East India Dock Road.
So this is the moon crooner's crooner tune. This is the moon spooner's spoon in June. Is this the harvest moon all lovers dream of in summertime? Dear, oh dear, they mustn't be loony. There's nothing up here to make them spoony.
I shot my dog this morning. Was he mad? He wasn't very pleased. Once there were two Hungarians, now there's millions of them. Our cat doesn't eat meat. Why not? We don't give it any. My brother's the strongest man in the world. He can stick his finger in his ear hole and hold himself out at arm's length. I never use a net.
Where is the beam? The gleam that sends lovers dream. If this is the moon they spoon to each night, they're welcome to this gloomy, moony satellite. So this is the moon, it's a gloomy, moony moon, and not the spoony, gloomy moon. We all know I'll have to tell them not the spoony, gloomy moon.
That was Charlie Drake. So this is the moon. He was one of those entertainers that, as a kid, I sort of liked. But after like a few minutes of him, just him on his own, it sort of drove me insane. Didn't find him very funny at all after a while, and then went totally off him. But now I listen to his stuff, and it just makes me laugh out loud. I mean, he just is so funny, Charlie Great there. And so this is the moon. And I think I'm right in saying that didn't he die just before Christmas? I mean, a number of years back now. At least 15 years, some even perhaps even more, but I seem to remember he died just before Christmas. But a great British entertainer, regardless of what I may feel or think, he is loved and adored by millions still this day, and quite rightly so. Hope you enjoyed that. Talking of somebody who is loved and adored by millions, and quite rightly so, here's Cliff Richard.
Ticket for my destination. Oh yeah, on a tour of one-night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love is waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love is waiting silently for me. I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love is waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. I'm gonna pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love is waiting silently for me. Silently for me. Waiting there for me.
Very interesting version there of Homeward Bound, and that was, of course, Cliff Richard. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio 98.6 or something like that in Gosport and Havant and Portsmouth and various other areas in the environs of Havant. You can also hear us on various DAB multiplexes, I think that's the correct word, throughout the UK. And you can also, of course, hear us on the internet throughout the world. And for the best ways to hear us on DAB and also on the internet, go to angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and one of the fun things about Christmas is that a lot of people put on a Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker suite, and I thought this week we would feature the dances from the Nutcracker. We have first of all the Spanish dance, and then we'll move on to the Arabian, the Chinese, the Russian, and also the dance of the reed pipes.
Thank you.
The Dances from the Nutcracker Suite with the Marinsky Theatre Orchestra, with Valery Gergiev conducting the orchestra. And we heard from the Divertissement, Spanish dance, which was chocolate, Arabian dance, which was coffee, Chinese dance, which was tea, the Russian dance, which was nothing at all, just the Russian dance, and then we had Dance of the Reed Pipes, just because I wanted to sing along with Everyone's a Fruit and Nutcase. And I do hope that you enjoyed a little bit of Posh. We'll have another little bit of Posh fun, a little bit of Posh in next week's program.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
Wishing you a merry
season's greetings, Angel Radio.
And now, Day at Night.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true, and this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Chris.
us all. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Right down Santa Claus Lane.
He doesn't care if you're rich or poor,
for he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children.
That makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with a Christmas cheer,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Right down Santa Claus Lane.
He'll come around when the chimes ring out, then it's Christmas morn again.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light.
Fill your hearts with the Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Peace on earth will come to all
if we just follow the light.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above,
'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Tonight, tonight.
Doris Day, not one, not two, but four songs this week. We started off with the Christmas Waltz, we had the Christmas Story and Toyland, and then I had to play it. It was Here Comes Santa Claus, of course, down Santa Claus Lane. Our day at night sequence for this week, and I do hope you enjoyed those songs. And we will be having, I believe we do have planned a day at night in next week's program as well. Not totally sure about that. I could just look and check the playlist, actually. I've already got the playlist for next week's program. It's good, isn't it? Next week's program's just going to be very laid back, because everybody's going to be very busy on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Boxing Day. So it's just going to be a very laid back program. In fact, if I even speak, it'll be a miracle. What are we going to do now? Let me ring these bells, see if that does something.
Thank you. talk. Since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock is today. Any shock that you try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. Olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. But now, Lord knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, nobody will oppose when every night the set that's smartest indulging in nudist parties in studio, then anything goes. Folks who still can ride in jitneys, find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys, black baby clothes, then anything goes.
Beautiful. That was Ramona Davis singing there with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. The original Cole Porter lyrics, no less, from 1935, and that was Anything Goes. And we started off with Holiday for Bells from Burt Kampfert and his orchestra, and then we had The Bell That Couldn't Jingle from Burt Bacharach's orchestra. When I played Holiday for Bells, I thought it was going to be ending up being Jolly St. Nicholas, doodaloo-doo-doo-doo, you remember that one? But it wasn't.
Now you dear old man, whisper what you bring to me, tell me if you can. When the clock is striking 12 and I'm sound asleep, down the chimney broad and black with your pack of green, all the stockings you will find hanging in a row, mine will be the shortest one. You'll be sure to know.
Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a sled,
Nellie wants a picture book, yellow, blue, and red.
Playing that one especially for Vilio and Colin. Merry Christmas to you two up there in Scotland. That was Ray Conniff and the Ray Conniff Singers with a medley of lots of songs there. There was Jolly Old St. Nicholas, I think that's probably where I got it from, and The Little Drummer Boy as well. So Vilio and Colin, very happy Christmas to you both. All right, we're a little bit late for comedy, but better late than never, right?
This is Dan. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry to bother you at work, but is you the one with the daughter named Beth Ann that y'all have entered in the Little Miss Christmas Elves pageant?
Yes, I am.
Well, my name is Lucretia Richardson, and I'm on what you call the screening committee for the pageant.
Yes, ma'am.
We're looking through all the applications and pictures and things, and they assigned Beth Ann application to me to review.
Uh-huh.
Well, Beth Ann is the one who had her picture took with the little puppy. Is that right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, I really don't know how to put this to you, you know, what they call tactfully, so I'm just going to tell you straight out.
Tell me what?
Well, I just don't think Beth Ann comes up to our standards. She really just, really, I'm sorry, but she's just too ugly to be in our pageant.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. She kind of homely looking or something like that, and I just don't think she beauty pageant material, and I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but I think people think we're crazy if we let her in that beauty pageant.
I can't believe you're saying that. She's already won four pageants in this area.
Well, Shauna, I hate to see how ugly the other contestants must have been. Lord have mercy.
What'd you say your name is?
Lucretia Richardson, and I'm in charge of all the five-year-old entries. So don't be thinking you're going to go over my head, because you ain't.
Well, I thought she'd already been accepted anyway. We sent the entry fee in and everything.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's something else. I hope you read that entry fee you sent in. You sure ain't going to get your money back, any kind of refund, if we don't accept your kid in our pageant.
You absolutely will give our money back. It was $150, and that's a lot of money, and you just can't keep it.
We got a lot of expenses putting this thing on, so we can't give your money back and none of these other ugly kids' money back, y'all can't.
Miss Richardson, what's your phone number? You'll either hear from my husband or my lawyer.
My phone number's on the copy of your literature. If your husband and your lawyer's as ugly as your daughter, I sure feel sorry for you. Did you ever think about entering that dog that's in the picture with your daughter in some kind of contest? It ain't too bad looking, and it'd have a better chance than your daughter. Lord, I done took this one too far.
I was going to Cornwall for a few days' rest, and I wanted to take some reading matter with me. You know, there's nothing worse than being in loo with nothing to read. So I popped into a bookshop in the King's Road. It was called Boner Books. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sam.
Oh, hello, Mr. Orne.
Thank
you. Oh, lovely to see you, Mr. Orne. Come in, troll round.
Are you looking for something between hard covers or something to slip in your pocket?
We have an enormous selection of livres de poche. That is your actual French for posh books. Livres de poche.
Yeah. How about a nice classic? We stock every Omis edition.
Would you be interested in Spencer's Fairy Queen?
No, he's... he's not interested in mine.
Oh! Me bowed. Well, there's your Wilkie Collins, Pallone in White.
Or how about a nice Moroccan-bound Poe?
That's nice. That is nice.
Including such masterpieces of the macabre as the Telltale Heart Face, Fall of Usher's Latty, and his masterpiece...
Poe's Raven.
Is he? Never listen to gossip, Ducky.
Then we do all your poetry here. Longo Miss Hiawatha. Comes nice in your quarto, doesn't it?
Yeah. Look, I'm not too keen on poetry, except Shakespeare, of course.
Oh, wow. We do our own edition of Shakespeare, don't we? Yes. We've rewritten it ourselves in up-to-date Polari. Includes such things as Much Ado About Nanty, All's Boner That Ends Boner, Two Omies of Verona, and As They Like It.
Isn't that As You Like It?
Not really, but live and let live, I say. But it has got some of the most beautiful language in your actual English tongue. Do that speech, Jewel. Jewel, that speech, what? You know the one, Seven Ages of Omi. Oh. Do it for him.
Well, I don't remember it all, but I'll give you a paraphrase of
it. He'll give you a paraphrase, Mr. Orne. Yes. He'll give you a paraphrase as soon as look at you, he would.
I have to get in the mood.
Yes, he has to. He has to be in the mood before he can do it. He has to feel the muse, don't you, Jewel?
Yes.
You feeling it? Yes, he is. Look, Louise. Yes. Oh, he's feeling it. He's feeling the muse. Oh, look. No, it's dislighted on his shoulder.
I'm getting it. Yes. I'm getting it. It's upon me.
It's upon him, Mr. Orne.
What can I usefully add?
He has to get into the part, Mr. Orne. Like all the great actors, he has trouble getting into his part,
don't you, Jewel? I do.
Oh, it's true. All of them do. Even Sir John Gingold has that trouble. Now, are you ready now, Jewel?
Just ready.
He's ready. He's ready. The Seven Ages of Omi.
All the world's a stage, and all the Omis and Pallones merely players. They have their exits and their entrances.
That's true, Mr. Orne. We all have our exits and our entrances. Every one of us. Yes. Well, I know I do. Yes. Oh, carry on, Jewel. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Go on, love.
One Omi in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms.
That's lovely. We all mule, Mr. Orne. I've mewled in my nurse's arms. I've mewled and on her lap, too. There's no stopping an infant, is there?
No.
No.
Well, my thoughts were turning more to puking.
Oh! Here don't seem to be going down too well, Jewel. No. I'd cut to the soldier, bit, if I were you. Cut to the soldier.
All right, I'm being the soldier now.
He's being a soldier.
Then a soldier, all butch and full of strange Polari.
Oh, he takes a good soldier. Yeah. Oh, he does. It's his own military background. Yes. He was in soldiers in skirts, wasn't he? Lovely.
Then the justice.
That's something else he knows about. Look at him. Now, he's aged. He's aged up for it. Look at it. You could swear he was 27.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Full of wise saws and moral instances. The sixth age shift.
He usually has trouble with that phrase.
Today was no exception.
No.
The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon.
Look, he's shifted into it. There he goes. Yes.
His youthful hose well saved. A world too wide for his shrunk lallies.
Ah. Oh. Look at that, Mr. Orne. His lallies seem to shrink before your very eyes, don't they? His lallies seem to shrink. Basically.
And his big, manly Obsons turns again towards childish treble.
Last
scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion.
Of course, they do wonders with tablets now. Now it's coming up to the big flash finish. Yes. Listen, listen, go on, Jewel. Yes.
Second childhood and mere oblivion. Nanty Hampsteads, Nanty Minces, Nanty Raya. Nanty everything.
A bravo, Jewel!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country. Words cannot describe my feelings of
contentment. Hey.
Never before have I been received.
Hey.
Never before have I been... Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I think my friend Mr. Laurel wishes to speak to me. What's on your mind?
What about mentioning me in the speech?
Don't worry, I'll get to you in just a few minutes.
In a few minutes?
Certainly.
Well, the record will be over in a few minutes, then you won't be able
Listen, why don't you do something to help me?
Well, what can I do?
Here's a hard-boiled egg. Eat that and just relax.
Thank you, Ollie.
Now, let's see where I was. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is Oliver Hardy speaking. I'm taking this opportunity of thanking you and the countless friends in the British Isles for the wonderfully wholehearted reception you have given me on my first visit to your beautiful country.
Ollie.
What?
Speak up.
What for?
I can't hear you.
Well, if you'll get that egg down, you'll be able to hear me much better.
I just did get the egg down.
What'd you do with the eggshell?
What eggshell?
Don't tell me you've eaten the egg with the shell on it.
Well, I didn't know. You didn't tell me anything about
it.
You don't happen to have another one, do you?
No, I haven't.
Have you got any nuts?
No, I haven't got any nuts.
Well, what'd you do with those we brought in New York?
Oh, I left them in my wardrobe trunk.
Where is your trunk? Maybe we could go get them.
Oh, that reminds me. Where is my trunk? I haven't seen it for several days.
Have you felt in all your pockets?
Now, that's a good idea. I'll take a look. What do you mean, have I felt in all my pockets? Will you please stop annoying me while I make this speech?
No, I'm not annoying you. I'm not doing anything.
Now, keep quiet.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop wiggling your tie.
What do you mean, stop wiggling my tie?
Well, every time you get fancy, you start wiggling your tie, and it looks silly.
If you interrupt me again, I'll wiggle you. What are you crying for?
I don't want to be wiggled.
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I wish to speak to my friend privately. What are you trying to do? Spoil my speech?
No, that's impossible.
You bet your life it's impossible.
That's the first time you've agreed with me, Ollie.
Oh, you're getting sarcastic, huh?
No, I'm not.
Well, just for that, you make a speech.
I don't want to make a speech.
Oh, yes, you will make a speech.
I don't know anything about it.
Go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
With your hat off.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Pardon. Ladies and gentlemen, with your hat off.
Oh, you don't say that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, without your hat off.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never know how happy we are to be here with you tonight in Chicago, America.
Oh.
It's the first...
We're in London, you fool. London.
Well, I didn't know. We've been traveling to so many places, I wasn't quite sure just where we were.
Well, go ahead. It won't make any difference anyway.
So this is London, eh?
Yes, London.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Said that once.
All right. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight in London, Scotland.
No, that's done it. No more speeches.
What do you mean, no more speeches? We've got to do something.
All right. Maybe I can sing a little song.
That's a good idea. Oh, say, that reminds me.
What?
I wish I brought my piano with me from America.
You don't have to bring a piano all the way from America. There's plenty here.
I know, but I wish I'd brought mine.
Now, why in your wildest dreams do you wish you'd brought your piano with you?
Well, you won't be mad at me if I tell you, will you?
Oh, no. You know I couldn't really get mad with you.
No, I'd rather not tell you.
Come on now. Why do you wish that you'd brought your piano with you?
Well, I left our return tickets lying on top of it, and I couldn't help it.
All is calm, all is bright.
yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep.
Elvis Presley and his version of Silent Night. We started out the comedy with Little Miss Christmas from Willie P. Richardson, a gentleman actually who phones up people, as you can hear, and basically says crazy things to them down the phone just to get a reaction. And we also had in there Laurel and Hardy in London featuring Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. And we'll have some more comedy, possibly around about the same time next week, although we may give it a miss until the following week. We'll see how it goes. It just depends on how laid back we get next week. We could all be snoring and still on the air by 1:30, you know. Anyway, where are we now? What is the time? Oh, my goodness, nearly time to go.
Santa, dolce e silenziosa, cento candeline sono state accese, splende il pino nella grande casa, per ognuno un dono avrà. Fra le stelle si innalza un coro d'angeli, sulla terra fiorisce la bontà, sotto la
Notte santa, dolce e silenziosa, cento candeline per il nostro amore.
Absolutely beautiful. That was Claudio Villa and Sotto l'albero di Natale, under the Christmas tree. I think that sounded rather good. Sotto l'albero di Natale. Yeah, I think that was good. Before I go, usually we leave all of the thank yous until like the very last minute of the program and I don't get everybody in. But I would like to thank for their service over the year three people. I'd like to thank, first of all, Brad in Chicago for his day at night sequence and keeping me amused with all of his musings that he emails through during the course of the program and the week and the year. So, Brad, my thanks to you. My thanks to DAB Dave, who says I shouldn't really thank him at all, but you know what? Credit is due sometimes, and DOB Dave sends a lot of the music that you hear on the program. Dave, my thanks to you. And thirdly, but probably most importantly, my thanks to you for listening, because without you, I would really sound like a stupid sausage, and I really do appreciate your company each week. And I know some of you, I mean, a lot of you write to me, and we email backwards and forwards, which is great. And some of you fall asleep and wake up and fall asleep and wake up and then you fall asleep and wake up and I'm no longer there. And it's sort of, as somebody says, I think it was Sid said, it clues me in as to roughly what the time is. But thank you for being there. Well, back at you. Thank you for being there. I'm going to finish off the program with this song, although I think I may be short with the music, but I want to play it because it's Claudine Longet and it is I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You, which indeed I don't. Christmas Without You. See you next week.